Guys, it's great to be on the other side of the microphone, actually interviewing Mean Gene Okerlund, who's one of the most renowned interviewers and announcers in entertainment and in sports entertainment.
You're not trying to bury me, are you?
No, absolutely not. We would never bury such a legend, Mean Gene. Mean Gene, first of all, I wanted to ask, are you watching the current WWE product, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I do. I watch it regularly, and I also take notes periodically. I think there's kind of a big chain around the neck right now with a three-hour Monday night product for Raw.
Yeah.
That is quite a challenge, and you have to all of a sudden accelerate some storylines and also kind of drag out some storylines. But it seems to be working. The company stock is at virtually an all-time high.
Yes.
And things are going good. House shows are drawing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. It's a juggernaut that just keeps on rolling.
Certainly so. Now, what would you say is the biggest difference between WWE today and the WWE that you remember working for?
Today's product, I think, is very highly produced. It was so spontaneous back in the old days. Some guys had no clue where the camera was, and that was probably good. And there weren't writers, per se, also. So that means that most guys are just shooting from the hip, and it worked. I'm thinking of the old-timers, the Mr. Fujis, the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff, Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, Roddy Piper. I mean, my God. And then later on, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. They kind of put the stories together. They could tell it in front of a camera and a microphone and also sell it in the ring.
Absolutely.
Very important.
For sure. And, of course, we lost a great colleague, a legend, Hall of Famer Bobby the Brain Heenan. What's your fondest Heenan memory?
I had so much fun with the guy that he'd break me up. I mean, we worked together for virtually 35 years.
Yeah.
And Bobby was taken from us as an active participant way too soon.
Yes.
He was so glib. He knew the business. He knew how to put angles over. He just was a real special guy, and
yes, absolutely.
Probably in a better place because he suffered a lot during the latter years of his life.
And certainly last year we lost another icon in Rowdy Roddy Piper. You got a fond memory of Roddy?
I do. As a matter of fact, Bobby Heenan, Roddy Piper, and myself were up in Toronto and Niagara Falls at that time. WWE had a retail shop up in Niagara Falls, and we worked together, and those guys, we were then kind of in the legendary status, but still having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we were brought back. By that time, Bobby had a few problems. I probably had another kidney transplant.
Oh,
and
wow.
Who the hell knows what Piper was going through.
Wow. So you actually did some content for WWE Network. What was your favorite contribution to the network?
Well, specifically for the network, I'd have to say this latest thing is kind of a kick in the head. It's called WWE Storytime.
Yes.
And what it is, it's Tales from the Road, where guys are out on the road and they tell their own little story.
Yes.
And we make a kind of a big deal of it. And we do three or four of them, a show. And all of a sudden, you got 35, 40 minutes of programming, and it entertains a lot of people. The best one was when they told the story about Andre the Giant mooning another car on the interstate.
Oh my gosh.
From out of the back window. Very interesting.
That's a full moon and a large moon at that.
A very full moon.
Very much
can
so.
Can you write that down on paper?
Yes, I think
I will. And then burn it. Yeah.
Which particular current WWE superstars would you love the opportunity to interview backstage if you, you know, could choose a few?
You know what? I'd like to really be able to get into it, though. I don't want anything scripted. I don't want to have a writer telling me.
Exactly.
I want to ask them the questions that I think are important to me.
Yeah.
Probably the fans, too.
Oh, wow.
Because the fans have been getting kind of a canned product.
Yeah.
But, you know, what works, works.
Yes.
Pretty tough to argue with it.
Very much so. Guys, legend, WWE Hall of Famer, Mean Gene Okerlund. And one final question, the, of course, Hall of Famer. Any particular talents that are still not in the Hall of Fame of WWE and should be?
Oh, there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
A ton of them. I looked over at King Kong Bundy. Was a main eventer at WWE here for a long, long time. From Milwaukee, the man that made Milwaukee famous, the one, the only Crusher, Reggie Lisowski. But there's a lot of guys that should be in. And I think in due time, they will be. We're losing so many these days that that's kind of a travesty. But time marches on. Who knows? That's why I live it one day at a time.
Very nice.
Is that showing?
Wise words from Mean Gene.
Yeah, right.
Wise words from Mean Gene. So, Mean Gene, if you could, let us know who you are. And you're on the Below the Belt show. Throw out a Mean Gene catchphrase, tutti frutti, whatever you want at the end.
I can do all of that, all of the above. But thanks, guys, for giving me a little time on the belt and what?
Below the Belt.
Below the Belt. Oh, my God. You've got the balls the size of an elephant.
And actually can do that and state your name as well. That'd be great.
My name is Gene. You want the legal name?
Yeah, Mean Gene Okerlund's perfect. Yeah.
That's not my legal name.
Oh, okay.
What the hell are you talking about? Gene Okerlund will do.
Yeah.
And I approve of this message.
Yes! Gene, that was